Daenerys' lips tightened and his eyes darkened. Wave Thunder knew better than most that Michael Stainer was one of the most naturally gentle men the human race had ever produced. At that moment, though, looking into those eyes, seeing that expression, he realized yet again what a vast gulf lay between the words gentle and weak. "And even if that weren't true, which it is, and you know it as well as I do," Stainer resumed after a moment, "it's absolutely essential that people outside Old Karras have a face to put with my name, or rather, with my office. It's not going to be very much longer before the Group of Four does manage a counterattack. When it does, the Church of Karras will face the first true test of its strength and stability. And frankly, at this particular moment, the extent of that strength and stability is still very much an unknown quantity. I'm confident about the state of the Church here in Old Karras, and I'm optimistic about Emerald and Chisholm, given my correspondence and the other intelligence avenues available to us. But it would be terribly unfair to people like Archbishop Fairman in Emerald or Archbishop Powell in Chisholm to expect them to stand firm in the face of a tempest like that one is going to be and hold their own clergy with them without at least having had the opportunity to meet their Archbishop face to face."
"I said I understood the logic," Wave Thunder pointed out, "but I may be just a bit more focused on those assassination possibilities than you are. I know you're going to have your own guardsmen along, and frankly, the fact that you'll be a moving target is actually going to make any sort of coordinated attack, like the one on Charlion, more difficult to put together. It could still happen, though, Michael. And I'm not going to be very happy about that possibility until you're either safely under Merlin's eye in Chisholm or back here, where I can keep an eye on you. There are too many people, completely exclusive of the Group of Four, who'd really, really like to see you dead about now. If I have my way, though, they're going to go on being disappointed in that regard if you don't object too strongly."
He gave the Archbishop a stern look, which turned into something a bit more like a glower when Stainer answered it with one of complete tranquility. They looked at one another for a second or two, and it was Wave Thunder who abandoned the struggle first.
"In addition to that little area of concern, however," he continued, "having you out of the kingdom for so long is going to cause its own share of problems that don't relate directly to the Church or any potential assassins in any way, and you know it. For one thing..."
He tapped the lobe of his right ear with an index finger, and Stainer nodded, his own expression rather more sober than it had been. Like Wave Thunder's, his own ear held the almost invisible earplug for one of Merlin Athrawus's security comms. The Baron had been one of his own very first nominees to be added to Caleb's inner circle when Merlin made the devices available after the attempt to assassinate Charlion had come so terrifyingly close to success. In the almost 5 months since the assassination attempt, both Stainer and Wave Thunder had become accustomed to the many advantages the comms provided. Indeed, the Archbishop often thought Wave Thunder found those advantages even greater than he himself did, which was hardly surprising given the nature of the Baron's duties. As a priest, Stainer couldn't be entirely happy about the degree of intrusiveness into others' lives, which Merlin's snarks made possible. But he also knew that Merlin, with Caleb's and Charlian's strong approval, had set up filters, whatever they might be, which was a subject still well beyond Stainer's current understanding, to limit that as much as possible. For that matter, and despite the fact that any man might have been tempted by expediency after spending as long as Wave Thunder had spent managing all of the Carisian spy networks, Stainer trusted the Baron's integrity enough to not spend too many nights lying awake, worrying over what privacies he might be violating. He knew the Baron habitually spent at least an hour every night now conferring with Owl and reviewing the day's intelligence information. But he also knew he was more than content to leave the actual monitoring of the various reconnaissance platforms up to the computer. If Wave Thunder looked at something, it was only because it fell into the parameters he'd defined for Owl. Parameters designed to ensure it was really important, and not out of any sort of voyeurism. Unfortunately, the number of other people in Old Karas who had been cleared for the level of information available to the two of them literally could have been counted on the fingers of one hand. Assuming Arden had been prepared to relinquish one of Stainer's hands long enough for the computation to be accomplished. In fact, the only people so far equipped with the communication devices were Stainer himself, Wave Thunder, Dr. Rajir Macklin at the Royal College, Admiral Sir Dominic Stainer, the Baron of Rockpoint, and Michael Stainer's brother, Sir Edward Houseman, who was undoubtedly the Empire of Karras's wealthiest single subject, and Father Jean Birkett, the prior of the Monastery of St. Journeau. There were others Stainer would desperately have preferred to see added to that list, but that decision was neither his nor Caleb's and Charlian's alone. And despite his own impatience, he had to agree with Caleb's original decision to set things up that way. Maddening though it might so often be, he was prepared to admit the overwhelming force of the arguments in favor of proceeding with almost insane caution where the expansion of the Inner Circle was concerned. "Which is about the only thing that lets me maintain a semblance of patience with Jean and the rest of the brethren," he reminded himself. "The fact is, though, that someone has to be that voice of caution. And let's be honest with ourselves, Michael. At this point, it's a lot more important we not tell someone it turns out we couldn't trust after all, than we add everybody we'd like to the list."